With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. United States will exclude electronics like smartphones and laptops from President Trump's reciprocal tariffs. White House correspondent Greg Clugston is traveling with the president in West Palm Beach, Florida.
The announcement from the Trump administration could help keep the prices down for popular consumer electronics that aren't usually made in the U.S. Excluding those items would also benefit big tech companies like Apple and Samsung. U.S. Customs and Border Protection said items like smartphones, laptops, machines used to make semiconductors, and flat panel monitors would be exempt from the higher taxes. Greg Clugston, traveling with the president in West Palm Beach, Florida.
UN official in Sudan says more than 100 people have been murdered in a two-day offensive by a paramilitary group. The dead include 20 children and nearly a dozen aid workers and humanitarians who are also doctors. Also, at SRNnews.com, correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports on an outbreak in Hungary and Slovakia of a rare ailment.
Authorities in Hungary are working to contain an outbreak of foot and mouth disease in herds of cattle that caught locals by surprise. Farms in neighboring Slovakia tested positive for the highly transmissible virus 2 weeks later, followed by several more farms infected in both countries. Thursday, the chief of staff for Hungary's prime minister said that they were looking into possible causes, including the possibility that the disease was artificially introduced. It's the first outbreak of the disease in either country in more than half a century. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In the Dominican Republic, health officials say four more people have died following the roof collapse at a popular nightclub. That brings the death toll now to at least 225. This is SRN News. Two pro-life states will be getting their federal funding after all.
When Oklahoma and Tennessee refused to refer women for abortions, President Biden cut off millions of dollars in federal family planning money to the states. Now President Trump has reversed that decision, releasing the money which the states will use for various kinds of health care. Meanwhile, the new administration is working to stop the flow of taxpayer dollars to Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion business in this country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Now that each individual state has to decide how to handle abortion, the makeup of each state's Supreme Court coming under scrutiny, also debates about how to select Supreme Court justices. Now, seven states use partisan elections, while 14 use nonpartisan ones. Meanwhile, nine states task the governors with appointing the justices. Two states use legislative appointments. This is SRN News. That deadly crash in New York raises a few questions about the safety of the helicopter tours.
A helicopter crash that killed six in New York City has renewed concerns about the safety of the popular sightseeing excursions. Longtime opponents have revived calls for outright banning non-essential helicopter flights in the city. Since 2005, five helicopters on commercial sightseeing flights have fallen into the city's rivers as a result of mechanical failures, pilot errors, or collisions, killing 20 people. But industry leaders maintain helicopter journeys are safe and that the city's airspace is well regulated. Mayor Eric Adams says he doesn't support further restrictions on the aircrafts, saying they're crucial for the city. Ron Taylor reporting.
In the meantime, condolences pouring in for the relatives of the Barcelona family that died in the crash. Spain's prime minister says the family of five meant to celebrate one of the children's birthdays in the U.S. More details at SRNnews.com.